peg is back.
I mean, guys got to produce. If they don't produce, it's going to be short leash.
I can't believe they signed Josh Jacobs.
Jordan Morgan.
Xavier McKinney is expected to sign with the Green Bay Packers.
Man, does everyone in that building think Xavier McKinney is him?
You can't catch me, boy. Touchdown, Green Bay.
For the end zone. Touchdown. It's Christian Watson with the score.
Jordan Love to Dontavian Wicks for the score.
I want to vomit every time I hear number one receiver.
The Green Bay Packers have had an easier time replacing Aaron Rodgers than they have replacing Mason Crosby.
How do these guys handle adversity in an NFL season again when it hits?
Give it to the Green Bay Packers.
I've said repeatedly that I think they're 11-6, 12-5 team.
I think we're winning 12 games this year.
Next year, I fully intend on picking them to win it all. This year, no.
He's caught! What a catch! Wicks! Touchdown!
Who has it better chasing a championship than this Green Bay Packers?
Pretty damn good.
Yeah, I'm certainly excited. Now I'm ready to get to work and chase the ultimate goal of winning the Super Bowl.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wildy and Touch on a Packers game day. Packers Eagles live from Corinthians Arena.
Arena, Corinthians.
Are you not entertained?
I got a problem with Chewy's there. Like,
oh,
this Chewy of all people should know that the league changes so quick. You can't say, not this year, but next. This ain't going to be the same team. Like, you can't make that bowl unless you got Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. And even then, like, am I crazy to think that when I heard that on that montage? Or
no,
is that just...
No, yeah, you're I think you're wrong.
How come?
I'm Team Chewy on this. Because I do think, while there have been exceptions, to be sure, and the Packers could be one, I still think this is a league you build toward being that team. And you guys had a weird kind of deal because in 07 you went to the NFC Championship game unexpectedly, then you change quarterbacks, have a step back in 08. 09 is then the springboard into 10. But if we're being honest, that 10 team, which you were a starter on, they felt a year early, right? You got hot at the right time late in the year. You were an up-and-down team during the course of that season. Even though you'd made the playoffs with Rodgers the year before, you got hot at the right time.
Well, that's proving my point.
No, it's not.
That's why you're agreeing with you. No, but it is.
Okay. Time for another history lesson, and I'm not trying to be a jerk, but the 90s teams...
You want to be really smug.
No, not that at all. Smart. But I try to explain my position. You tell me, no, it's like what you do with Homer. Well, you're telling me what I'm saying.
Okay, continue.
Because that team should not have been in the Super Bowl. It shouldn't have been. Because the way the NFL stacks the deck against you as a sixth and final seed, having to go on the road and win three straight playoff games, go to a place where you'd lost earlier in the year, all those things, that the odds were stacked against you. You overcame it, and which is what makes you the outlier. I think back to the 96 team. They got to the NFC Championship game a year earlier than people expected in 95, right? So Holmgren takes over in 92. They miss the playoffs. 93, they get to the playoffs. They win a playoff game. They beat the Lions on that long touchdown to Sharp, right? Isn't that 93's playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
94, they beat the Lions again at Lambeau, where they hold Barry Sanders to like minus 3 yards or whatever in the cold. And then the 95 playoffs, they beat the defending champs on the road in San Francisco. They're on the cover of Sports Illustrated. They go down to Dallas and have a lead on the Cowboys in Big D, and then they lose. But in 96, did anyone not think the Packers were going to be the NFC champs? They were going to have to get through the Cowboys. As it turned out, they didn't have to because they didn't have to play them. But the bottom line is that was a building process. Yeah. You guys in 10 skipped the step and went and won a Super Bowl when I think that was a building process too. Because look what happens in 11. 15-1. Now, you didn't get it done in the playoffs, and you weren't part of that team. But my point is that I think that there is a building process, and I think if they make the Super Bowl in New Orleans this year, they will be ahead of my schedule, too. So I am Team Chewy, and I think Team Jim Polzine, who wrote a column about that today as well.
Well, good for Jim.
Good for the
great
tuna.
For Jim. So all of that, the building and all of that stuff is great, but you're not factoring in that there's a ton of change. 25% of rosters flip every year.
It's true. Coaches, but not, stuff but most happens. Of the core players. Look at their roster. Who's up as a free agent from this group?
Hey, was Ja'Marr Chase a free agent this year? Or, you know, is you know that's that is going to happen too. There are going to be other things that come into play. Do I think this year's Green Bay Packers team is good enough to win a Super Bowl? I do. Do I think that they'll be better next year? I hope. But I'm not going to sit here 2 years in advance and say they're going to be better next year. I don't know.
Do you think they're winning the Super Bowl this year? Do you think they're winning the Super Bowl this year? Yes or no?
I think they can.
Do you think they are?
I do not think they will, but I think they can.
Then what are we doing here?
I thought they could last year.
Hedgy.
Once they got to the playoffs, I thought they could.
You're agreeing with Chewy without even knowing it.
No, I think they can win a championship this year. It's going to depend if they can get the one or two seed. I think it's important. But when this and
most important number one seed in NFL history,
I don't know if it will be or not. But injuries, there's just so many things that go into play, and that's why when you get the opportunity, you got to snatch it. And when you don't, that's when you have all the blah.
Yeah,
and you don't want the blah.
I'm telling you, you just don't want to admit that you understand where he's coming from, and you did not have the stones, as you like to say, to pick them to win the Super Bowl this year. If you had to choose, you would say, I don't think they will.
No, if you give me the right odds, I'm taking them all day.
That's not.
But do I think they're the favorite? They're not the favorite, and that's great, but they're one of the top four favorites, in my opinion, and it can happen.
Right, but they're
I'll say this. I am not going to be remotely shocked if this team goes 13, 14 wins, gets a one or two seed, and goes to. I won't be shocked at all.
I won't be either. But they would be ahead of schedule. So, we're never ahead of schedule.
Your
we're
schedule,
usually behind schedule.
Not Goody's schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're telling me that last year's team was not ahead of Goody's schedule when he traded Rasul Douglas and stuck
with
a rookie kicker.
Hold 1 second. Will you stop? All I'm saying is, were they way ahead of last year's schedule? Obviously. But if you don't think the way they finished and how they played in work in Dallas and having San Fran on the ropes, if you don't think that elevated the schedule and changed it, you're crazy. It does. You adapt as you go, and Goody and Matt LaFleur have both adapted and said, we're a championship team. And by the way, they're right. They should be. And now the expectations are there, and if they don't, you're going to see a lot of disappointment. The expectations
are all
we said
true
this last
statements,
post.
Right? And teams
well, that's
that are
typically the, what I want to do.
No, but teams
make true
that don't
statements.
Teams that don't get to the Super Bowl still do all those things, right? They still make it that far, and they have those expectations, and they have those hopes, and they have the ability, if things fall right, to do those things. Just like the 1995 Packers, who were a year ahead of schedule, were in there to go make it to a Super Bowl against the Cowboys in Dallas, and then it didn't happen. Just like the Packers were in position last year to go to an NFC Championship game way ahead of schedule, and then it didn't because their quarterback threw a pick and their kicker missed a kick. So I think they are a championship-caliber team. I don't think they will win the championship this year. But when Chewy says that they're a year away, I agree with him. And then I look at their free agent list. This team will be intact next year. Here are their free agents for next season, after this season is over. Eric Stokes, A.J. Dillon, Corey Ballantyne, Josh Myers, Eric Wilson, Andre Dillard, Smitty, Zane Anderson, TJ Slayton, Emmanuel Wilson, Isaiah McDuffie, Kadeem Telfert. Are you kidding me? Their core is all locked up. Their quarterback, all of his targets, their running back, all of their starters except T.J. Slayton on defense and Eric Stokes, I suppose. Like, what I'm saying is if they're not quite there yet and they don't have catastrophic injuries, they're going to be there again next year. That this is the whole idea that the Packers do. They don't go all in to win one year. They put themselves in position to be there every year. And if this year they make the step and they reach the NFC Championship game and lose it, that makes sense to me as their timeline. And I won't be surprised. I won't be surprised if they make the Super Bowl. But I don't think they're going to. I think they're a year away. So I am on team Chewy. You are on team...
I just disagree. I disagree in the fact that you can't look at it that way. Like, I just, that's
the
where
team
I disagree
doesn't. With you, you're fine. Right. The league comes at you fast. But you don't think Goody's looking at it as, hey, we've put together a team that can win titles, not just this year, but moving
decade.
Forward.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Isn't that kind of the same thing? They don't want to be a year away.
Maybe. Yeah.
Chewy and I
could
talk.
Continue to fight you. You guys can say that. I just disagree, and that's okay.
You can't say I'm not going to continue to fight you when you give your opinion, and then I get to give mine, and then when that's how that works.
That's how this works. You got your opinion out. You think that they'll be better next year. My point is that you can't take anything for granted in this league. Things change quickly, and just because all of these guys are under contract, Micah Parsons will be under contract next year. He ain't going to play on that. He's going to need a new deal. You're seeing Ja'Marr Chase not doing it. You're seeing a Haason Reddick not doing it. And if you think Christian Watson has a great year and you think he's going to just play on next year's deal, you're crazy. Same with Romeo Doubs. And I'm sure there's Zach Tom. There's going to be plenty of guys that are going to say, no, I'm not playing on that rookie deal. No. And that changes the dynamic. Things change. Will they? They do.
They do. Tauscher.
Just like the projections. Just like the projections
on prize picks
changed. What? Is that not what we're doing?
Oh, did you hear us do our prize picks projections during that segment?
Oh, my bad. All right. What do you want me to do?
I want you to tell me about Coors Light.
That's a great
idea. Oh, I'd love to. I'm still debating if I'm going to crack a Coors Light on air. I will for sure have one while we watch the G&G.
By yourself.
I brewed with a three-step cold process. Now I got DK and the crew with me. Cold lager, cold filtered, and cold package, so it's made to chill in those mountains. Oh, baby, those mountains, they will be blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. So as always, Coors Light when I need a moment to chill. Suburb responsible Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Our prize picks for the Friday are next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
For our prize picks for the game.
I had to go find my music from the last segment. Yeah, it's the prize picks of the week.
So, Jesse, I just want to make sure we're doing this right. So I think every projection for every player is going to be a lot higher next season than it will be right now. So I'm doing this.
I thought you said you didn't want to argue this anymore.
Still doing that.
Like, you literally said that.
Let's move on.
Caleb Williams free square in play this weekend, by the way. 0.5 passing yards.
Oh, I didn't
yards.
See that.
Caleb Williams. So take more on that and then see which of these, if
wait
any,
till next year.
You want to pair it with. Let's begin with Jordan Love. More or less than 257.5 passing yards tonight. 257.5.
Yeah, I mean... I think more because you got all these great wideouts. The issue is, and this is the beautiful part about prize picks, you have to think about flow of game. If the Packers are behind, I feel very, very confident it'll be more. But if the G&G get a turnover and they make some plays and they get a lead, I don't think he's going to get there. So how do we think this game is going to flow? I think that our defense is going to have a good night. And if I believe that our defense has a good night, I think Jordan Love is going to be less. I think this is the number. I think it's going to be close, but I think he's going to end up with about 235 with a couple tutters. And our boy JJ has a big game on the ground. That's how I'm going to go less.
I am going to go less as well. I think one of the great things about Jordan Love's season last year was that he managed to be efficient without... How many 300-yard games did he even have last year?
No idea.
I'm trying to think of... I mean, even the game against the Cowboys in the playoffs, he wasn't over 300 yards in that actual game. So I'll fact check that. But I don't think he needs to be putting up 300-yard games. Or what is it, 252 and a half? Is that what it was, Jesse? I don't think he needs to have huge games. He has to be precise. He has to make the plays that are down the field when they're there and not make mistakes. I think I'm going to go less against this Eagles defense. Next.
Interesting. It was 257 and a half, just to clarify there. Jalen Hurts on the other side of things, more or less than 238 and a half passing yards against Jeff Hafley's defense. Tausch?
Less. I'm worried about Jalen Hurts' legs making plays tonight. I really think this is going to, and this, of course, this will end up being an old shootout down there. I feel like there's going to be a lot of yards on the ground. I think defenses are going to, especially Green Bay's defense, is going to do some special stuff. I just don't think Jalen Hurts through the air, even though his receiving core is very good and Saquon out of the backfield and blah, 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 blah. Going to go less. Don't think he's going to get it.
For those of you who were curious, Jordan Love had two 300-yard passing games last year. 322 against the Chargers and 316 against the Bears in the finale. Beyond that, what was it again? 257 and a half, Jesse?
For Jalen Hurts, 238 and a half.
No. For Jordan Love, going back to him.
257 and a half.
I think of that, he had 8 out of the 19 games where he surpassed that last season. They don't need him to do that, especially if they have Josh Jacobs running the ball effectively. I'm going to go more on Jalen Hurts. I think he is more than just an effective runner. I agree with Tausch. I don't think it's going to be a shootout with a bunch of points. But again, as I admitted earlier in the show, I don't know what the hell to expect. At least back in the old days when Tausch was playing in preseason games and they were going into the third quarter of the third preseason game, you felt like you had a better idea of what the frontline players were going to do when the game started to count. I didn't see them getting run out of Jacksonville a couple years ago, 38-3 by the Saints. Didn't see that coming. I thought that they would start strong against the Bears last year, and they did. But, again, I have no idea what's going to happen tonight, so I would not be playing my prize picks. Next.
Josh Jacobs, more or less than 63.
When it's time to change.
I didn't turn my mic on. I came in real hot there. Josh Jacobs, more or, oh my gosh, Josh, one could say. More or less than 63 and a half rushing yards. 63 and a half.
This is going to be a more. This is going to be more. I think, Philly's defense has a lot of unknowns, too. Whole new coordinator. There's a lot of question marks there. And I just think when you're talking early in a season and you're trying to, figure some things out, rely on that running back. Rely on that one of the cats that you brought in and paid good money to get. And you want to see him run. And 64 and a half, he's a home run hitter. You hit one home run, you're more, So even if he gets 15, 16 carries, he gets a home run, boom. And I think that's going to be the case. I like this one. 64 and a half, I like the more on that one.
I'm going to go more as well. Next.
Braden Narveson making his prize picks
debut. I'm trying to get caught
debut.
Up. It's 10:34.
Yeah, I understand.
Braden Narveson making his prize picks debut. More or less.
That's how it goes.
More or less than 1.5 made field goals for Braden Narveson tonight in Brazil?
Less. I think Matt LaFleur is going to be very selective about when he puts this young man out there. Fourth down
like,
and four.
Is that like the young man Aaron Jones from earlier in the show?
Fourth and four from the 25. Nah, let's go pick this up. Fourth and two from the 15. Let's just go try to pick this up. He has already said that he is going to be very thought conscious on third down as far as how they're going to approach being four down territory when they get in the red zone area. So I think they'll let him kick if it's like a fourth and six from the 40 and he wants to kick a 57. I think they love his leg, that he's long, that he's got a big boot. I don't think they trust him yet, and they shouldn't, because he hasn't proven it. And I think that's going to put any time there's fourth and five or less inside that 32 and in, I think they're going to be super aggressive going for it tonight, and that's why I'm going to go less for Narvi.
Packers win 21-19 on 7 Braden Narveson field goals in Sao Paulo.
That'd be good, because then the coaches get a win. And that means their red zone sucked, and they'll have stuff to work on. That'll be
indeed
perfect for everybody.
All right, those are our prize picks for the weekend. As I mentioned earlier, Jesse had the reception projections. Watson, 3. Wicks, 2.5. Reed, 3.5. Musgrave, 2.5. I just don't know. Like, I just don't.
What about Dobbs?
Is he not listed because he was on the injury report, Jesse?
I didn't see Dobbs. Let me go check. I'll see if I can find him real quick.
I just think this feels so hard to do. And it goes back to what you had said maybe about your fantasy football where you were drafting a team or four teams that you get. Like, you just wouldn't know who to start. I just think that makes it hard on a defense as much as it makes it hard on a fantasy player and a daily fantasy player and the only place
makes
to play.
Some people vomit. Make some people vomit.
Yeah, and the only place to
Dobbs not listed for receptions.
He's got that hand.
Probably got that hand. We'll see if he's listed tonight. And if he is, Prize Picks, I'm gonna dabble a little bit. Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Over 5 million active members, Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And unlike other apps, Prize Picks, it's just UV the numbers. All you do, pick more or less on a 2-6 player stat projection, and you watch the winnings roll, and you can get up to 100 times your money if you get 4 correct picks. Can turn $10 into $1,000. Sign up today, and you get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to get that $50 bonus. The season stuff, I already dabbled in that one. I put mine in before the season. The season has started, but now, as Jesse mentioned, you got to square with Caleb Williams for 0.5 yards, and then you can go with some of the other projections to complement that. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code WI, and you get a first deposit match up to $100. That's code WI on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, run
your
game. That's pretty good.
A
pregnant pause.
King of the communication.
A breastfeeding pause, if you will.
Yeah, and Fortria, that's Fortria.
Fortria eligible. Jesse, when are we going to put our prize picks? Because now we'll both put Caleb in our prize picks this week.
Right? We have to, yeah. It's a freebie.
Yeah. Okay. Are we going to do that tonight, pregame? Or what? I just want to make sure I get it to you.
Great question. I guess we'll have to get our...
Well, I know you got volleyball, don't you have volleyball?
Volleyball pre-game? At 3:30
today. I want to make sure I get that before.
First serve at 4. We'll get the graphics team on it. We'll get that up for everybody to enjoy.
All right.
Kind of threw me off. The game's on Friday night tonight. My bad.
We need to get to our Steinhoffel sleepers of the week for the first week of the season. Cannot wait. Ooh. Are we going to keep score? Is somebody actually going to keep score this year?
We kept score last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tausch was a big winner
last
year.
Won in a close one.
Yeah. Of course he did. Yeah. I'd be very curious if we had some sort of blue ribbon panel, if he actually won or if he just sort of bullied us into some of those victories. It doesn't matter. It's a new year. Steinhoffel sleepers of the week. Change. It comes at you fast. So I won't be sharing my sleepers for next year's games yet. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
They're back for another year. We started this when the show started, right? Like 2016, then we've been doing now. It's one of our first things. Our old buddy Ari Gold helped come up with the concept. It's just one of my favorite things to do. Time now for our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week.
Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, campers, rise and shine.
It's time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week on Wilde and Tausch.
Time for our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. This is where we pick someone other than a star player as the sleeper of the week. Tausch?
Yeah. How,
so go ahead and pick Josh Jacobs.
The question is, now, which wideouts are unavailable? I mean, that's a fair question at this point in the season. Who is not Steinhoffel eligible?
So I think the same rule applies as last year. You can pick any player to be a Steinhoffel sleeper, but they have to dramatically surpass expectations if you're picking.
Okay, so this is like, an expectation.
If like you could pick Jordan Love to be your sleeper, but he'd have to throw like seven touchdowns and set an NFL record.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's still easy for me. I was gonna go with this guy anyways, because I think he is gonna be a breakout star. And Jesse, I want you to throw this out to the Packersphere. Who is going to be this year's breakout star on this team? My guy is not only going to be voted for me as my breakout guy, he's going to be my Steinhoffler, and his expectations are going to continue to climb on a weekly basis because I think he is going to be an absolute stud. And I know I'm going to get criticized for this because he is a former first-round pick. But Lucas Van Blankenness is going to be a stud this year, and he is going to have a big night in Sao Paulo and throughout the year. LVN, my Steinhoffel's sleeper of the week.
All right, since we're doing history lessons, when we started this, those many years ago, the whole idea was like, you should have ended up with a bunch of picks from you, me, and Tony at the time, and most likely none of them were going to be the game-changing player. And that was the whole point of the sleepers, you know? You're picking someone farther down the depth chart. Now, Tausch, I know you're going to say, LVN's not a starter, so I can make this pick. That's fine. This has, just like headlines have evolved.
Just like when he was at Iowa, ironically. A backup. Start.
Just like headlines have evolved, so have the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. Now, I personally believe, and this is why I've picked players who've been inactive. I think I picked a guy that got cut before the game.
You had a guy that got cut, 1 year. I think before the show started.
Before the show ended, after you
before
picked
it ended.
Him.
Yeah,
he was cut.
He was still on the team when I picked him. And then shortly thereafter, he wasn't. But among the sleepers that I have considered are true sleepers. The Ben Sims catching a touchdown pass. The Ellis Merriweather or Nate McCrary getting called up from the practice squad to play some running back and having a crucial play. That's how I envision our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. But because I am competitive, I'm not going to play. I'm not going to play by the real rules anymore.
Well, I thought you were just going to quit like you did headlines last year. Oh, I'm glad you're still playing.
I might quit this year's.
Oh, I've heard.
What we will do, and what I will pick then, is Bo Melton. He's a sleeper. He's got four guys in front of him on the depth chart. But the dude
sleeper, 100 yards in a playoff, in an NFC divisional game. But yeah, continue to pat yourself on the back how sleepy that is.
He qualifies, and you know it.
He didn't. First
no, I know he does. So does LVN. But continue.
He didn't have a head. First of all, he didn't have a 100-yard game in the playoffs. He had a touchdown in the playoffs. He had a 100-yard game against the Vikings on New Year's Eve. But
a pseudo playoff game, but okay, whatever.
That's not what you called it. You called it a divisional playoff game.
I needed to go pseudo.
Well, it was a divisional opponent and a pseudo playoff game.
It was
a divisional playoff game.
Yeah. Be that as it
may. Oh, you guys are the best. Hey, you guys are fun. You're fun.
Yeah, so are you. Bo Melton is my pick. Jesse, who you got?
Hey, when it's the first game of the year and you got a player who's new, you're probably going to try and target him if you're an offense, right? I didn't set that up very
right. Was that rhetorical?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, it was rhetorical. Javon Bullard is my sleeper tonight. Javon Bullard. I think he's going to get with McKinney out there, with Jair out there. I think they're going to throw it Bullard in his rookie debut as the starting safety of the G&G. And I think he makes a big play tonight that potentially propels the Green Bay Packers to victory. Javon Bullard. I'm not going to say he's going to make a turnover, but he'll make a big defensive play
sure.
that could alter the outcome of the game.
Sure. Yeah,
I'm shocked Jason didn't go with his Micah Hyde clone. I'm actually shocked.
So I did consider that. One of the challenges, though, with that is that I'm not exactly sure how they're going to utilize him. Right? Like, are they going to have a big nickel package where they move Bullard into the slot and Keyshawn Nixon comes off the field and Evan Williams plays the safety spot? I don't know the answers to that, and thus I was unwilling to pick him. But it would have been a good pick. There's no doubt about it. All right, so Jesse, we're going to keep doing what we do all the time with this. We're going to post them, and then people can chime in, including the social media team at Steinhoffels, can chime in.
Of course.
With theirs.
Now we could, last year we just awarded who got the win every week. We could recruit a third-party official and award 3, 2, and 1 point.
So here's what we're going to do, because I believe, since Jason's been too cowardly and has not hoffed it yet, I do believe we should pass this on to the hoffed. We should pass this on to the 565 analytics community. And they will be the arbiters of who wins Steinhoffels.
565 analytics can determine each week who is the first place and second place finishers in Steinhoffels Sleepers of the Week.
We'll do a point. No, we'll just do a running point total. You get a point if you're the last place, second, three, et cetera, et cetera. We'll just run the tally as the season
goes. I guess it would make more sense to do 2, 1, and 0 would probably be the way to go.
No, it'd be better if it's 3, 1, and 2 because we don't want to embarrass anybody. This is where we're one of these ribbon. We're going to be one of these ribbon teams. So everybody gets a ribbon, so give everybody a stinking ribbon. But if the kid that you pick stinks to join up, you can lose a point.
God, I just love how we make up rules as we go along.
So, no, if I pick Josh Jacobs and he fumbles 2 balls or Jordan Love and he throws 3 picks, negative points.
Yeah, I like
Stinks.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Making up the rules.
Hey, these guys, this committee's pretty strong. Yeah. They can do a lot of
stuff. They go with their gut.
Yes, they do.
That's what it says right there on the masthead. All right. Well, those are our Steinhoffels Sleepers of the Week. You can chime in with yours across our social media platforms. We make up the rules while we go along, and apparently so does Steinhoffels. They just decided to extend their Labor Day sale through Sunday.
No, they did not.
Labor Day over.
Labor Day observed.
Over.
Yeah.
But they're still extending
it right.
All the way to Sunday.
World,
so it'll be your last chance to get amazing deals on closeouts and bonus buys like sofas at $299. That might make it hard for me to continue to make excuses for not replacing our sofa. Beautyrest Queen mattresses for just $399 and dining tables for just $499. Plus, when you spend over $1,999, you'll get a $100 Packers Pro Shop gift card. Can't beat that.
Oh, snap.
And you can make your room even more affordable with Steinhoffels 36-month financing. Shop Steinhoffels in-store and online at steinhoffels.com. We'll continue to get ready for Packers-Eagles tonight from Sao Paulo. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back home around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. But I know one thing, that I love you. Metaphysical man, but I know when the stars are aligned, you can bump into a person in the middle of the road, look into the eyes, and you suddenly
the unveiling of headlines coming up. You feeling confident? Feel good? No, you look nervous.
This is more, listen, audio wise and just talking, I'm not going to get nervous a ton. Like, it's just, this is what we've been doing this for a long time. It's a different animal in the acting world.
Mm-hmm.
Putting skits together, trying to run lines, trying to do it so Jason doesn't say you looked at the sheet too much.
Reading the script.
Fair. It's fair. I definitely do that. But I think the Academy has put a ton of time and effort into this. And I hope our fans appreciate and like what we're doing. We'll find out, because we get feedback now. You go on that YouTube stream, you're going to get some feedback now.
Yeah, you are.
You get on that talk and text line, you're going to get some feedback now. So we like it. Bring the feedback. We're always looking to improve.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We got the 11 o'clock hour kicking off right now. We got to get the headlines. We got the weekend preview. We may have to preempt Bo Nelly so we can play some trivia, because we kind of bungled the clock during the 10 o'clock hour while we were getting into heated debates.
Oh, Mikey.
Very, very, very frustrating.
So the 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.